We hosted the Lieutenant Governor on a tour of the exciting developments that are happening in our city. We swore in an honorary police officer to help boost his spirits. I'm happy to say that 4-year-old Evan is doing well, and that he used his authority as a police officer to patrol the hospital and check in on other patients. We ended veterans' homelessness through teamwork, but we know that even though we met the White House's challenge, we still have continued work that we need to do to ensure that we provide housing, permanent housing, for our veterans. We got creative and hired goats to clear brush from the steep slopes of the Loudoun Reservoir. We honored great leaders who helped to shape our city by renaming streets after Sarah Curry Cobb, Barry Sparks Jr., and our former police chief, John Dale. We celebrated the opening of dozens of businesses and new market rate and affordable housing. And when part of Bethlehem literally fell onto the city of Albany, blocking the Normanskill, we sprang into action, and within hours we got the water flowing again, avoiding what could have been potentially catastrophic flooding. I want to thank Commissioner Marabli, Commissioner Coffey, and the entire DGS and water teams for rising to that challenge. Thank you. But the highlight of my year was attending the Medal of Honor ceremony for Sergeant Henry Johnson for his conspicuous gallantry during World War I. President Barack Obama presented the award to Command Sergeant Major Lewis Wilson of the New York National Guard. It was an incredibly moving ceremony, made all the more so by the fact that nearly 100 people came here to City Hall to watch live and to celebrate the community effort that resulted in redressing a grave injustice. Those of us in Albany know of Henry Johnson's heroism on the battlefield as he fought with a black regiment in World War I, known as the Harlem Hellfighters. Most of us know the story of his bravery on May 15, 1918. But what I hope will inspire every young person in our city is that he matched that bravery here on the home front when he spoke out against injustice and racism in the U.S. military. That is why we sponsored an essay contest this year for 4th, 5th, and 6th graders in our public and charter schools, asking them to write about what Henry Johnson means to them. We'll be announcing the winner in early February to kick off Black History Month. In 2016, we will also work with veterans and others who supported the Medal of Honor to add the medal to the two monuments that we have here in Albany honoring our great local hero. And yes, we need to focus on keeping us safe, because in order for any city to be healthy and vibrant, it must be safe. And so for Albany to be a great city, our residents must know that we are working to keep them safe. We saw a 14% reduction in Part 1 crimes, but feeling safe is about more than just statistics, and we are committed to an approach to the public that is grounded in trust and legitimacy. With this in mind, a major focus of the Albany Police Department is ongoing youth initiatives. It is at the heart of the department's efforts to build trust with the community. And this year, APD was recognized as a model agency that is a leader in promoting healthy relationships between the police and the youth that they serve. Our Summer Explore program included more than 20 young people who were paid to work alongside our police officers and learn about the criminal justice system. Here is a short video of some of the work that they did. Or not. Thank you. In addition to the summer youth that worked in the Explorer program, all 1,200 of our summer youth employees spent time with members of our police department and received training on knowing their rights through the Center for Law and Justice under the leadership of Alice Green. We also opened Oak Street Park, another example of the commitment of our police department to our youth. The idea to refurbish and expand this park, which had become overrun with brush and reeds, came from two Albany beat cops who worked in West Hill. They made connections, they made phone calls, they made contacts, and they brought together a coalition of people who volunteered their time, who donated money to make this park a safe haven for our children and a place where we can come together as a community. And again, it's an example of recognizing that having a safe city means having safe neighborhoods, safe communities, places that people care about. In 2015, we launched LEAD, Law Enforcement Assisted Diversion. We are on the cutting edge with respect to the work that we are doing to bring legitimacy and build trust in this department. For far too long, as President Obama said when he spoke with us mayors, we have used the police department and law enforcement to address the ills of society, to address challenges that are caused by poverty, by addiction, by mental illness, by inadequate health care. We have got to stop. And Albany is committed to being on the leading edge of communities that recognizes that we need to get people help, not put them in jail. LEAD will allow low-level offenders who suffer from addiction or mental illness or chronic homelessness to get the services that they need. It's driven by a harm reduction philosophy, and the initiative works to reduce the number of hurdles an individual needs to overcome. Harm reduction recognizes that addictions are not cured overnight, and things like shelter and employment are essential to recovery and shouldn't be taken away. As part of the initiative, the Albany Police Department personnel will be trained on harm reduction. And LEAD in Seattle is working. It's demonstrated to be effective. Individuals in the LEAD initiative are 60% less likely to recidivate than individuals who are not in the LEAD initiative. Early in the months of 2016, two exciting pieces are going to come together and take place. First of all, we found funding to fund a project manager. And that project manager is going to be an employee of the LEAD National Support Bureau, bringing even more resources here to the city of Albany. And second, we are going to be in a beta phase with Albany Medical Center's Delivery System Reform Incentive Payment Program, that's DSRIP. And that beta test is going to run through March 31st and allow us to look at using DSRIP funding and healthcare funding to get people the services that they need. And we will be evaluating it and measuring it so that we can demonstrate that it's working for not only our communities, but for the individuals who are going to be helped by the fact that we are now making the investment to ensure that we address issues of poverty in our most challenged neighborhoods. And then we are also moving forward in February with implicit bias training. The police department is going to begin a series of trainings that are focused on building trust and legitimacy in the community. As the department continues to reduce crime, it must also strive to reduce the fear of crime while increasing the amount of public trust the community has in the department. The training focuses on police legitimacy through implementing procedural justice and building trust. The first series on implicit bias is going to be important because we all have them. They're unconscious attitudes and beliefs that everyone has that can affect our judgment and decision-making. Since they are below the conscious level, we need to train ourselves to be aware of those biases, and every police department employee will receive this training. And we are also going to hold 4 community-based sessions for the public. We are moving forward with the deployment of body cameras. And as I said, I encourage all of you to read about the lessons learned and the recommendations for the implementation of a body camera program. Our body camera program needs to be something that is created by the community. And as I listed earlier when I spoke, because I wanted to talk about who's involved and any of the people who are here who have concerns about the police department, I encourage you to get involved. Come to the meetings. Give us your input. Help us to learn how we can become a more responsive department. But we have a long list of partners who are going to move this work forward. And I want to again acknowledge Chief Cox, his command staff, and all of the police officers here in the city of Albany for the work that you do day in and day out in service to our city. And I want to set the record straight on one thing. And I know that we are going to continue to have a challenge and a debate over this issue, as we should. But I never said that I would not second-guess our police officers. What I did say was that I will not second-guess our police officers using hindsight. I will not second-guess somebody for information that they didn't have. But I will hold myself and our command staff accountable for learning from hindsight and from making sure that we are providing our officers with the tools that they need and the skills that they need to police fairly in our city, to build trust, and to finally shake the legacy of racism that we have, that was earned, and that was reprehensible. So we also keep our community safe by making sure that we have firefighters on the street who are also our frontline emergency responders. And I'm thrilled that this year the Albany Fire Department received a $1.9 million federal grant that allowed us to hire 15 new firefighters and that will pay for those firefighters in 16 and 17. It will help us to reduce overtime, and it will allow us to explore ways that we can work together with the department and ensure that we have the best technology and the best trained officers that are there and firefighters that are there. And after three large fires this past winter, in November and December, that were in close proximity, I know that I'm appreciative that we have these officers, and the men and women of this department do an outstanding job. Chief Abriel, thank you and your department for your service. So we need to engage and empower our residents. And you saw empowerment tonight, and I applaud empowerment. And we continue in my administration to be focused on not only engaging our community, but making sure that when their voices are heard, we are responding. One of the things that we heard also came out of Washington. President Obama launched the My Brother's Keeper initiative, designed to help every boy and young man of color who is willing to do the hard work to get ahead. And he invited communities across the country to give more support to young Americans and to give them the support that they need to make good choices, to be resilient, and to overcome obstacles and achieve their dreams. And members of the community came forward and said, "We want you to be part of this initiative." In 2015, a group of dedicated volunteers under the leadership of Commissioner Jonathan Jones and my Director of Special Projects, Barbara Smith, took up the President's Challenge. And like many other communities that have accepted the MBK Challenge, Albany's initiative includes girls and young women of color as well. The group drafted an action plan, and this year we launched the My Brothers and Sisters Keeper here in City Hall. It will be funded by Community Development Block Grant Funds, as well as the Department of Youth and Workforce Services, and will focus on improving opportunities of young men and women of color in our city and reducing the level of violence that far too many of them experience. I want to thank Commissioner Jones and Barbara Smith and all of the volunteers who are moving this initiative forward. And staying focused on our youth, we also heard from the community that we need a place specifically for our young people to go to get access to information about educational opportunities and jobs. And we listened. And this summer, we opened our Youth Opportunity Office at 382 Clinton Avenue. It was opened in July, and it's there so that we can connect better with our community partners. The Youth Opportunity Office is open to both in and out of school young people for educational and employment opportunities. And it really builds on the Youth Opportunity Office's mission of with four pillars of community engagement, educational achievement and completion through career pathways, youth empowerment, and services and program navigation and facilitation. It is designed to create a comprehensive system around our young people so that we can help them become employed, self-sufficient adults. The service navigation system involves a team of staff who will assist young people to increase their workplace skills, expose them to experience, and then motivate them to finish school and to move on to post-secondary training and employment opportunities. This is about ensuring that we have a generation of young people who are ready for the wonderful future that awaits them. Again, Commissioner Jones, thank you. We engage with the community in countless ways, whether it's visiting students at our elementary schools to read them books, the public meeting process that we had over our zoning and our zoning overlays, the rotunda events that we continue to host here in City Hall, where we learn about the wonderful, rich diversity, talents, and skills here in our community. Or my new radio show, Talk of the Town, which is on Friday afternoons, and you can email me questions at askkathy@albanyny.gov, and I promise they don't edit the questions for me. They make me answer every single one of them. And I want you to stay tuned, because this year we are going to be going into our neighborhoods so our residents can meet one-on-one with me and members of my administration. We're taking City Hall on the road, and my staff's just learning about this now, too. So look forward to it. It'll be fun, and it'll be exciting. So we need to talk now about economic opportunity. The city participated extensively in the Capital 2020 plan that was developed in response to the Upstate Revitalization Initiative. And even though our plan was not funded, the process was one that brought people together and that created initiatives that are winning initiatives. And the governor has said and has put money in the budget, we hope that it stays there, to provide funding to the cities that were not selected to win the URI dollars. And that money is geared towards jumpstarting our Capital 2020 plan. And my commitment in that plan and focus in that plan is to ensure that we invest in the metro urban strategies. And I want to commend you, President McLaughlin, for the work that you did to bring community members together and to advocate and to come up with consensus around an urban neighborhood fund that is designed to create jobs and improve quality of life. Thank you, President McLaughlin. And I hope that we're successful in having that be the priority when we get that funding. We also received $109 million of investment in the REDC process. We received funding in our city for Nine Pin Cider Works. Oops, I skipped ahead. For Nine Pin Cider Works, which is creating more jobs. For a STEAM Garden, which is a technology incubator that includes the arts, which we know are so vital and such a vital part of our economy here in the Capital Region. A multi-vendor public market proposed for the Warehouse District, and a funding for CapRep. We did well, and we're going to build on that success in 2016. We're also seeing growth in our downtown residential. By the end of 2016, we will have more than 450 units of new housing in downtown Albany, approaching a density critical for retail attraction. Capitalize Albany and the Capital Resource Corporation will build on this momentum and announce new programs in 2016 aimed at supporting new growth and business initiatives to increase foot traffic. This is about jobs. This is about opportunity. This is what Wellington Row looked like before, and this is what it looks like now. And we've all seen, I hope, the new Renaissance Hotel. And what I'm excited about with the Renaissance Hotel is that they partnered with us. We told them we want you to hire residents in the city of Albany. And they came through and delivered on that commitment. They met with Jonathan Jones, with our workforce office, and we got the first crack at those jobs. And I'm pleased to say that we have dozens of people who are employed at that hotel because of the proactive work and the partnership. This is what economic development is supposed to be driving. We're also seeing investment in Park South, a place that was once one of our most dangerous neighborhoods. 238 units of market-rate housing and investment by homeowners and residents who live in that neighborhood. This is going to have a profoundly positive impact on that neighborhood and on the city. So we're looking forward to seeing that impact in 2016. And then the Capitol Convention Center. The Capitol Center is rising on Eagle Street. It's creating jobs and connections. And January 2017 has been slated as the firm completion date. We've had a hospitality summit. The Albany Convention and Visitors Bureau is hard at work ensuring that we are reaching out to residents, to entrepreneurs, to people here in the city so that they understand what the opportunities are associated with this convention center. And it has also led to a cultural heritage tourism strategic plan, which I expect to receive from a group of hardworking volunteers by the end of this month. And all of that is important because it drives jobs, and jobs are incredibly important here in our community. But it's also about creating strong neighborhoods. In order for us to have strong neighborhoods, we need to ensure that we continue to invest, and we are investing. We've invested in the Albany County Land Bank, and we have projects that are underway. We are seeing affordable housing in Sheridan Hollow that includes not only affordable rental units, but homeownership opportunities as well. And we are also investing in what makes neighborhoods important and fun and great places to live, like the North Swan Street Park. We've seen millions of dollars of investment on North Swan Street, but we didn't want to stop at just the buildings. We wanted to make sure that there was a place for the community. This park had been underfunded, had been a place that had been neglected, and the community got together and created a plan, and now we have a beautiful park that's also green and will naturally clean much of the rainwater runoff that is produced in this neighborhood. We reinstalled a sign honoring Brooker June Willingham, Jr., who helped found the former St. Joseph's Recreation Program in Arbor Hill and volunteered as a coach, and also in making sure that we didn't lose the rich and wonderful history of this neighborhood. We renamed the street after one of our most successful African-American business owners and entrepreneurs. You know, I don't need to say African-American there. One of Albany's most successful business owners in the city of Albany, Barry Sparks Jr. But he does provide inspiration to our young people who can learn lessons from his hard work and leadership. We also rebuilt the stairs in Lincoln Park, so that this is now a place that the community can truly enjoy. And we were ready by Mississippi Day, which is quickly becoming one of the most wonderful community-driven grassroots events that happens in the city of Albany. So we heard, we listened, and this park is coming back to life and is accessible to everyone. I want to thank Faye Andrews for her hard work in ensuring that we found the community block grant money that was necessary in order to create this wonderful stairway. And I also want to thank A Village, whose community organizing and activism has won many hard-fought victories and is again an example of that virtuous cycle. When we have empowerment, when we have engagement, we are making better decisions in our neighborhoods and providing what our community wants. Thank you. We're also revitalizing Quail Street, which is a street that has seen some pretty significant challenges. State and local officials, joined by business owners, marked the completion of the first phase of the Quail Street infrastructure project. So we had a challenge. We needed to really revamp and do a facelift on Quail Street. And the way that we found the money was by being green. Again, a virtuous cycle. Sustainability and a great new street in one of our wonderful neighborhoods here in the city of Albany. We celebrated by pouring buckets of water through the porous pavement, and the stretch of Quail between Washington to, from Washington to Central is expected to be completed by the summer of this year. This is a demonstration project, and it's showing if this is going to take the first 3 inches of rainwater from any storm out of our combined sewer system. And it's part of the hard work that Joe Coffey put in to help with flood mitigation. In addition to this project, and to address the horrible flooding that occurred in 2014, we've completed the design and development for projects in Hansman-Reichman neighborhoods and Elberon Place, again, making sure that our neighborhoods are a priority here in the city of Albany. Thank you, Joe Coffey. And we wanted to have some fun. So a group of volunteers, again, engaged and empowered, came to me and said, "Hey, Mayor, we want to put signs up telling people how to get to places in the city of Albany and encourage them to walk." And I said, "Sure." And so for very little investment of dollars, we now have signs encouraging people to get out there and walk and explore and see our city in new and exciting ways. And my husband bought me one of these Fitbits for Christmas. So like many of you, I'm very conscious of when I get in my car. And it's exciting to see that for people who are out walking on their lunch hour or walking through our neighborhoods, have new and wonderful places to discover in our city. And so we need to ensure that as we do this work, we have government that works for everyone. And that was something that was part of the report that I received from my transition team, is that it is important that we demonstrate that city government is working for all of us. So one of the things that we opened this year was our one-stop shop. We took the renovations were completed. It was opened at the end of this year. It utilized sustainable materials, local contractors and suppliers, and involved the full renovation of approximately 5,500 square feet. And now the Department of Planning and Development and the Department of Building and Regulatory Compliance are together. And it is working, and it is amazing how much more quickly people's concerns are being addressed, how much easier it is for us to navigate within our own infrastructure, and how much easier it is for our residents to interact. And I want to thank Chris Spencer for his leadership and hard work on this project. And I also want to thank Rob McGee, who inherited it, but who has embraced it, for the work that you are doing. The city of Albany was named by Google as an e-city. But we know that we have to work diligently to ensure that we build on our digital capital. And so we are in an age where high-speed broadband access is vital for education, for advancing in the workforce, and for a myriad of other opportunities. So we convened a group of stakeholders, the educational institutions, libraries, IT, to determine what we need to do to make sure that our city is ready and that our city has the resources that they need. And for me, this is also a social justice issue. We have seen the effects of redlining, a program that was started by the federal government and picked up by the banks that said that certain places are not going to be places where we're going to invest. It's reprehensible. We cannot allow that to happen with the digital divide. We have to ensure that there is no digital redlining in the city of Albany. Every one of our residents needs to have access to high-speed, affordable internet. I am pleased to say that we announced that we selected Millennium Strategies to conduct a broadband assessment and feasibility study in the city, and that it is charged with designing, procuring, and managing and implementing a high-speed solution for us that will help us to access state funding that is available to provide options and opportunity here in the city of Albany. I want to thank Mark Dory for his leadership in this effort and everyone else who has volunteered countless hours to make sure that we are a true e-city. Thank you, Mark. And we also heard you when you said we need you to focus on local businesses, on small businesses. We issued a facade improvement program that these are the before pictures. Next year, I hope to be showing you the after pictures. We awarded matching funds to 14 small businesses throughout the city so that they could make these improvements. And we're looking to ensure that we have funding in place so that we can continue this program going forward. The outpouring was tremendous. There are so many great ideas out here. The small businesses that are the lifeblood of our city, they're energized, they're engaged, and they are doing incredible things. And now we're in the process of rezoning the city. This is an initiative that we know is going to take 2 years. We're about halfway into it. It is moving forward on schedule and on budget. But we did something to focus on specific areas of the city where we really want to jumpstart. So we had multi-day intensive workshops in the Warehouse District, Central Ave and Clinton Ave and Manning Square area and in the South End. And the zoning district overlay here for the Warehouse District is a great example of being ready to be able to encourage investment that is occurring in this neighborhood. It's going to allow us to expand the number of uses that are available there, but we want to make sure that it remains home to a number of industrial and manufacturing businesses that are important to our economy and to the jobs in our neighborhoods. So this zoning is intended to allow the existing businesses to continue and operate and grow, while new and exciting dynamic uses will bring more people and more investment to our city. The creation of the Warehouse District Overlay will further the goals of our 2030 plan in helping to create and foster dynamic, lively, and economically vibrant neighborhoods. We had a business that opened there this year, Druthers, and it's been hugely successful. We need to build on this and to see it grow, and I want to thank the council for approving the district overlay for the Warehouse District. Thank you for your support. And we also must be sustainable. I signed the Mayor's Compact in 2015. The Compact of Mayors, which is a global coalition of leaders dedicated to reducing greenhouse gases. And that our voices were heard and did make a difference. More than 400 other local and international cities have joined the compact. We're moving forward with LED lighting upgrades. We upgraded 14 buildings in 2015, and we have 14 more buildings that we're doing in 2016. All about saving dollars and the environment. We also attended CityLab in London. We were fortunate that the Bloomberg Foundation hosted the city of Albany and 30 other cities from around the world to meet together, to share ideas, and to share innovation. And one of those innovations that came out of that process was the Denver Peak Academy. The Denver Peak Academy was actually funded by Bloomberg, and it's designed to provide for employees to come up with ways for us to save money and be more effective. Denver employees have identified more than $25 million in savings since 2013. And so this is about training and about creating a value stream analysis. The Bloomberg Philanthropies has generously offered to sponsor a member of my staff to attend the Denver Peak Academy this year so that we can bring these learnings and this solution back to the city of Albany and implement it in our city government. And I want to thank the Bloomberg Philanthropies for that. And I want to thank you, to my staff, for recognizing the importance of continuous improvement in the work that you do. Part of that work includes the nuts and bolts of the implementation of our new ERP system. I'm being trained on my new automated time card this week. I saw it on my schedule. And I will be swiping in and out. Even though, as mayor, I'm not required to keep a time card, I think that it's important to demonstrate to our employees that this is part of what we need to do to move our city into the 21st century. And again, I want to thank Mark Dory for his leadership on that. So, how do we truly... Did I skip a slide? Yeah, I did. Okay. So... I also want to acknowledge that we received a milestone grant, $1 million grant called Breathing Lights. And we did it because we worked together with the cities of Schenectady and Troy. And just like the efforts that the county executive and I have engaged in to find out where we can share services and how we can find value for our taxpayers, this was an effort for us to put ourselves on the national stage. We are one of only 4 cities in the country to receive this grant. And it's more than just an art project. This project will include training for people on home ownership. And we plan on putting incentives in place so that when these lights go out, after the project is over, we have people ready and willing to invest in those properties and help to rebuild those neighborhoods. This is great for the city of Albany. And it's why we have to remember that we are awesome. We are a wonderful, historic, incredibly beautiful city. We are a place of wonderful neighborhoods. We are a place that people are investing in. We are becoming a city of choice for millennials. We are doing what we need to do to move our city forward. And we need to continue that work together. I'm so excited about the initiatives that we have undertaken and that we are going to continue to undertake, because that's how you build community. We know that there is a gap. We know that there is a $12.5 million gap between the cost of running our government and doing all of the things that we're doing and the revenue that's available to us to do that. But we have made a compelling and undeniable case that the state's investment in this capital city will yield dividends, and that we will be a city that they can point to as a shining example of how to do it right, of how to truly engage a community, of how to create one city. And so I am cautiously optimistic that we will be successful in our efforts, but we need to be our own cheerleaders for the city of Albany. We need to not take that mantra of Albany as being the state capital and a place of dysfunction. We can't be made to feel inferior without our consent. We are an awesome place. You are all doing awesome work in each and every one of your wards. Your commitment is something that I see every day and that I admire. And so let's continue that work together. Let's continue to build on what we are doing, stay the path, work hard, work together, and help unleash the incredible potential of the city of Albany. Thank you.